Welcome to the Westin in Edina, Minnesota, where the Jaguars have just arrived after the 2.5-hour flight from Jacksonville. The real deal this weekend. Ready for the season? You can feel the sense of urgency on the airplane.
Well, you know how I can tell? You're wearing a tie. I'm wearing a tie. The dress code has changed now that the regular season has begun.
That always is the indication. But, you know, just the look in players' eyes as they know that this one is for real and they're ready to go earn their check.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity. Said on the season preview show tonight that the first four games of the season, you face three young quarterbacks, the only veteran being Matt Schaub. This is a great opportunity to start the season fast. And when you build something new, you want to start fast, particularly against a quarterback that's really what I consider an equal of Blaine Gabbert. You know, they've got a running back with health questions and a young quarterback, a defense that's, I don't think, really has a lot of names except for Jared Allen and Williams. So, great opportunity.
Jaguars have a running back story of their own just before we left Jacksonville. Maurice Jones-Drew was added to the active roster. They released Keith Tostin. What do you expect from him? How much would you expect to see him on the field, and how productive?
Well, I think I would point to last year in that I didn't expect a lot out of Maurice Jones-Drew last year after he hardly practiced all in training camp, and all of a sudden he proved everybody wrong. He came out and led the league in rushing. So Maurice is a special player. He carries a big chip on his shoulder, uses it as motivation, and I think that he's going to be a big contributor.
You know, even with these two young quarterbacks and this being a passing league, the storylines are about the running backs. Adrian Peterson on the other side, forget for a second whether he'll go or not. The Jaguars will have to play against the Vikings without Darrell Smith and Derek Cox.
Yeah, and that hurts. You know, the only good thing is that the Vikings are going to be missing a weapon of their own at the wide receiver position because of an NFL suspension, so that helps. But missing Darrell Smith. Darrell Smith has been the one stalwart of this defense for a long period of time. And not only is he going to be missed trying to stop the run, but also in nickel and dime situations because Darrell is an every downs linebacker. Him and Paul Posluszny play every down, whether it be regular personnel or nickel personnel. So that's a big, big loss. Derek Cox, they've kind of had to deal with it throughout the preseason, but Darrell's a big deal.
Now, how much would you expect the Vikings to play Adrian Peterson? It's been the question of the week up here for those guys. How effective do you think a guy coming back from the surgery that he had could be?
Well, reading everything about his rehabilitation process, he's an absolute freak of nature, and that doesn't surprise me. Some of the physical things he's been able to do early on in his career has been impressive. So they only carry three running backs on their roster, and I would think that if you didn't expect a whole lot out of Adrian Peterson, you would have more than three running backs on the roster. With only three, he's going to play, and he's going to play a lot.
All right, thanks, Chip. I wish this game was outside, by the way. No humidity up here. Gorgeous weather for the start of the 2012 NFL season. Thanks for joining us on the road with the Jaguars.